It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome live to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you for the semifinal round this morning of the KHSAA Mingy Beach Jerky Sweet 16, the girls' version, and right now we've got McCracken County ready to take on Louisville Butler, and Ivan Rawls is standing courtside right beside Scott Civils, the head coach of McCracken County. Let's go to those guys right now.
Here is Scott Civils, head coach for the ladies' Mustangs of McCracken County, coach, and hey, you said you're at peace. You seem focused, but you're at peace, and hey, you've been here before a year ago. What do you learn from last year's experience that maybe helps you and maybe helps these young ladies?
It's the last day of this basketball season today. We made it this far. Even the girls feel relaxed today for whatever reason it is. I mean, I'm anxious, of course, as a head coach, but it's now the hay's in the barn, man. You got to go out here and just compete as hard as you can and be a star in your role, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, it's one of those things. So we're playing a terrific team today. Anybody that comes this far in Sweet 16, everybody's good. So the important thing for us today is getting off to a really good start.
I think you were reading my mind. Actually, even the terminology when you said the hay's in the barn, I was getting ready to say, at this point in time, as a coach and a coaching staff, what can you do to help your ladies in this moment? Or do you down? You got to rely on them saying, hey, we've done everything we can to this point. Now, we just got to get out and execute.
All you can do is be a Barnabas, man. Encourage, and just stay in the moment, stay positive, you know, and just – you know, every possession now in this part of the season counts, and you got to really zero in on possessions. In girls basketball, you got to rebound the basketball like today. Rebounding will be very key, I think, in this game. So I think the third thing is tempo. Tempo for us, we want to get up down the floor. So we'll see what happens. But, hey, we're in the state semis back-to-back years. It's almost like living in a dream, honestly. I mean, I never really thought we get this far. Last year's team was special. This team is really special in different ways, man. It's really, really fun.
You've been challenged with some great defenses the first two games. You're going to see another defensive juggernaut today. Talk about Butler and what they present to you today.
Miss White, man, she's a load. I mean, she's a terrific talent. You just can't allow her to get comfortable in the low post. So we're going to have to really do our job to try to get her off the block as much as we can and box her out. I mean, we may have to double different ways throughout the game just to, you know, change some things up. But she's a really, really special talent. And, of course, Miss Knight is also very, very good. So, and they got some terrific guards who are very, very athletic and get to the cup when they want to. So, I think defensively we got to keep them in front, and we got to, you know, be able to recognize their shooters and not allow them to be comfortable.
Both of these teams can take away first and second options. Yes. Who's going to be that third option for you if called upon? Who's maybe been maybe the more consistent, reliable third option?
Well,
when it's headed for
you? I'm sorry. Well, you saw it in the Russell game. It was Reagan Hill. Yesterday it was Jaden Skaggs. Three big threes there to help us out against Bowling Green. So, you know, one of those three may step up, but I have an eighth grader that's going to be very, very talented coming up, and she's somebody that's made big shots for us all year long, Ava Hughes. So, we've got three kids that we feel like that can really help, and, you know, help us out and help Mickey and help Claire out. offensively. So we'll see what happens.
Stay at peace, my friend.
Yes, sir, my friend. Have a good day. Thank you.
That's Scott Civil's head coach for the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County. And we're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach for the Ferrets of Butler Traditional High School. You're listening to the Mingy's Beef Jerky, KHSAA, Girls Week 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Here up arena, the two teams are warming up. The Bearettes of Butler, Mustangs of McCracken County, getting ready to square off. And right now, I was caught up the head coach of the Butler Bearettes.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Bearettes of Butler Traditional High School, Coach Candace Wheeler. And Coach, in one of your biggest moments in your career, you still got other duties you got to take care of right now. Kind of keeps you grounded, don't
yes,
it, with that responsibility you got in your hands right
yes,
now.
Yes, it does. First priority is always being a mom, and then comes basketball. But he'll go up with my mom in a second.
Talk about what this has been like these last couple of days. Talk about it from an operational standpoint. Have you gone back and forth a little bit? Have you stayed here? What's that been like in prepping these young ladies and making sure that they're ready for these moments?
Right. Obviously, it's been exciting. We've actually stayed. We stayed the whole time here in Lexington, and last night we had them getting some ice baths because we know it was a quick turnaround, you know, and their legs got to be tired, but both teams are tired. So just trying to, you know, do what we can to help them anyway.
Hey, you talk about preparing physically. Ramiah White played a lot of minutes yesterday. Amira Knight with the ankle injury. Those had to be major concerns for you coming into today, making sure that they're fresh and ready to go. Talk about both of those
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, you know, especially Ramiah and Mariah, they got some, you know, ice baths, some treatment. But, you know, Mariah's tough. I mean, she's out there. I'm so proud of her, you know, as far as finishing up the game yesterday. But she's out here, and she's going to give it a go. And I know, like I said, those seniors don't want to go home, so they're going to give it their all.
What impressed you most yesterday about your team and how they were able to respond? And then, you know, when they needed to, they were able to take it to another level.
Yeah, just kind of what sticks in my mind is, you know, we turned the ball over, and they were on the two-on-one break, and Malia Patrick just comes out and takes a charge. That's just will, that's just want, that's just another senior just not wanting to go home. And I think that's what's going to take today. I mean, McCracken is a good team. So we're going to have to come and battle and fight.
You talk about, you know, the two stars, Knight and White, on this team. But, you know, you've gotten big plays out of Patrick. You've gotten big plays out of Go. So much a part of this is about players understanding their roles and what they can bring to a team success.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. And, you know, the crazy thing is they've all played together before. A lot of them have played together when they were babies. So, you know, it's helped.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Okay, no problem.
And as Coach has to go out to the middle to meet with the officials to go over the pregame sportsmanship clauses and things of that nature with the captains. And, well, we appreciate all the coaches' accessibility this week and what they're able to provide to us here. And, wow, we're looking for a big, big game here. You've got the runners-up from a year ago in the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County trying to make another appearance in the final here at Rupp Arena tonight. You have the Bearettes of Butler Traditional High School, a very tradition-rich program, especially here on this stage and the success that they had. Coach Candace Wheeler in her first year as head coach here was one of the truly stars, not only of this tournament, but in this season in Ramiah White, the UK signee. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We return. Then I'll get you set up more for this first semifinal matchup here on Final Four Saturday here at Rupp Arena. You're listening to the Mingy Beef Jerky, KHSAA Sweet 16, right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Scott Sibbles, he is not quite to the point where he could be Candace Wheeler's, you know, father. He's not that old. She's not that young. They're closer than you would think, but yet there's kind of that picture of me. We got this veteran guy who's been in basketball forever, and we got this young woman coaching this team from Louisville, and boy. What about the coaching dynamic in this game, Ivan? Is somebody favored?
You know, you have to think Butler, from personnel-wise, is probably a favorite. You know, and the way they played against, you know, the really elite teams this year and on the season. But then you talk about McCracken County. I think they've always been overlooked. They've always been, even last year, when they had Destiny Thomas, one of the top seniors from a year ago on this team that's down at Mary State, they just seem like they've always been overlooked. And we talk about the perception a lot of times of being out in Western Kentucky and the teams that you're afforded to play a lot of times. But they have met that, and last year they showed how they could get here. But you would think that in this matchup, if you just laid it out there, put it on paper, you would say, yeah, Butler's probably that team, that favorite team. Anytime you have a team come out of that 6th or 7th region, you're going to put them as a favorite a lot of times, just because of the battles and the wars and the type of athleticism, size that they were going to see on a day in and day out basis on their schedule. But no doubt, these two coaches have navigated their seasons. They prepared their teams, and I really do. I think it's going to be about those others. You know, I don't think it's going to be about necessarily Claire Johnson or Mickey Buchanan or Mariah Knight or Ramaya White. It's not going to be about them two. It's going to be about that third, fourth player. It's going to be about that player that is consistently getting there and boxing out and creating opportunities. It's going to be about that young lady that sacrifices her body to take a charge maybe in a crucial point in this ball game to maybe get a foul on one of the stars or something of that nature. I think it's going to take that other person because no doubt the defensive focus for both of these teams is to kind of minimize to some degree the two stars as much as you can and force that third or fourth player to make those plays throughout this game.
Ramaya White, she is 6'3". She, watching her warm-ups, she shoots the three ball really well. She does shoot a lot of them in practice and warm-up, but she was making them or she was missing them close. But that is an admission. We did see her step outside in the first game of the tournament. They left her wide open, and she drained a three. But she's a young lady who, down in the low post, is very, very difficult to prevent from scoring. And McCracken County is not a small team, and yet they're bigger players, Mickey Buchanan and Claire Johnson. They're more perimeter players. That's where they would rather be. They don't want to go down on the inside that much. So there's a big advantage there going into this game for Butler. You know, if you want to take your percentages on, hey, I'll tell you what, Ivan, you let me shoot 25 layups and you shoot 25 threes. And I have every confidence I'm going to beat you.
You're going to win. You're going to win. And we talk about that all the time. I mean, again, the three-point shot, you know, it has changed this game dramatically in how you can sometimes get back in game and utilize it effectively to create a unique dynamic. But, boy, there's nothing about, you know, the first shot that most of us ever learned playing this game is a layup. You can get that. I mean, that's why you're taking layups in the rec leagues and the upward basketball leagues, because that's the most highly probable shot that you can make. And then once, you know, you perfect that, then you go and start doing the other shot opportunities. But, you know, you've got to get those good high probability effective shots over the course of the game, and we've seen some really good shooting teams. There are good shooting players that hit them early and they gotta hit them late, because that's the fatigue and the stamina element that plays into all sports that is really, really hard, and the ones that can do it late are really, really special. But you can't rely on that, and this McCracken County team is going to try to push that tempo to get out and get those easy opportunities, because Butler does. They have a rim protector in there in White, and even Knight, when she's in there, she can get up and contest some shots. McCracken County doesn't have that element, you know, so it's going to be key that they get good looks and opportunities, because that defense is going to funnel as much as they possibly can to that shot blocker.
McCracken County coming in 31-5 on the season, and the Butler Barretts are 28-8. You look at the Barretts' losses, 8 points to Henderson County. They were here in the state tournament. 12 points to Cooper. They will play later on in the second semifinal. To Owensboro Catholic, and then to Graves County. Then Bowling Green, 53-50, was their very last loss. So they have they've only lost these games that you kind of think, yeah, those are games where a good team on a given night certainly cannot be as good as one of those other teams. Meanwhile, the Butler Barretts, with that record of 31-5, they have lost to DuPont Manual, to Assumption, Sacred Heart, Maryville, Missouri, and Pulaski County, and Cooper High School. So, again, I just say that the resumes, we can talk about wins, but I always think it's more important to talk about losses when we get to this point, and it's usually easier to do because you don't have very many losses, and these have been two really productive teams. They've had great seasons. They battled through tournament play, and now they're ready to square off here in the semifinal round of the girls' Sweet 16 this morning and see who can play for a championship tonight. As far as the way these teams shoot the ball, McCracken County with Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan, they have two very excellent outside shooters who they can call on and feel very good if any time those players are putting shots up from the outside. And then you have Butler, and when you look at the makeup of the Butler Lady Bears, from the outside, they're primarily going to depend on a variety of players, although they do have some really nice shooters. Imani Robinson will come off the bench, and they're very capable. Malia Patrick and other starters, Emery Gover, Keziah Bradley, Elizabeth Mason may be coming off the bench late. Right now, let's pause. We're going to get our national anthem.
Please stand and kindly remove your hats as we honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. Today's anthem is performed by the Sacred Heart Academy Choir.
Oh,
Sacred Heart Choir singing the national anthem, pre-recorded by video, but very impressive. Now we get ready for starting lineups. McCracken County, the home team on the board. They're in white uniforms with maroon numerals trimmed in gray, and the Butler Bearettes are in their red uniforms today. They've got that checkerboard black and white on the side of their uniforms, and crowd-wise, It's not a big crowd.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
They'll make some noise out of it.
Welcome to Rep Arena at Central Bank Center for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. Today's semifinal contest features the champions of Region 6 with a record of 28-8. Let's welcome the Bearettes of Butler. Against the champions of Region 1 with a record of 31-5, please welcome the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County. Now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now your starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. From Butler, at guard, a 5'3 senior, number 3, Amari Gober. From McCracken County, at guard, a 5'10 senior, number 4, Claire Johnson. From Butler, at guard, a 5'4 senior, number 5, Keziah Bradley. From McCracken County, at guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Jaden Skaggs. From Butler, at guard, a 5-foot junior, number 14, Anijah Russell. From McCracken County, at center, a 5-foot-10 sophomore, number 12, Reagan Hill. From Butler, at forward, a 5-7 senior, number 25, Mariah Knight. From McCracken County, at guard, a 5'6 eighth grader, number 15, Ava Hughes. From Butler, at forward, a 6'3 senior, number 33, Ramaya White. And from McCracken County, at forward, a 5'11 senior, number 33, Mickey Buchanan. The head coach for Butler is Candace Wheeler. The head coach for McCracken County is Scott Sibbles. Your officials for today's game are Bob Coe, Ralph Fugit, and Quentin Horton. The alternate official today is Andy Dunn.
We are ready to go. Butler out on the court. You know, a lot of players use a support hosiery piece and with the uniform Ramaya White, she has a red stocking on under that red uniform. She's a big young lady.
Yeah.
She's going to move in to jump it up, Mickey Buchanan and Claire Johnson. When she comes out to the starting lineup, I expect her to skip.
Well, her and assistant coach Roderick Thomas, they have a nice little hand jive that they do when she gets to the end of the line there. And they've practiced that routine, no doubt, a number of times over the last couple of seasons.
Love it when we're standing here waiting to get the game underway like this. And the players, they're lined up. They're matched up. And they're not looking at each other. it's game time. Sister, I love you, but not for the next 32 minutes. Here we go. Big advantage for Ramaya White at 6'3". Mickey Buchanan at 5'11".
Buchanan's got a little athleticism. She might be able to contest this.
And that does a little bit, and the kid does. She hit it the second time and got it back to Claire Johnson and on offense. McCracken County, Johnson dribbles in on the left side, goes under, lays it up and in.
Quick attack, and you like that confidence that Claire has in her. And now they turn the ball over immediately.
Johnson gets another lay-in.
The perfect start to the game for McCracken County.
40-0, and they are in full-court pressure. And Johnson's on the point of it. Amari Gomer able to get it down, and now racing to the top of the key, stopping at the free throw line is Bradley. Down the left side, Gomer. She don't want to be in there close to the basket. Russell, right corner, no shot available right there. The 2-3 zone, cross-court pass tip, coming up with it. Here's Johnson. She's one on three, but has the way to go get to the basket, and but puts it up a little bit too hard, missed it. Back the other way. Amari Gomer brings it down. Got it by the eighth grader, but gets it across the timeline. Now they go inside, right corner, no shot available. Ball tipped again. Buchanan gets a hand on it. Sends it ahead again to Johnson. Goes in on the left side. Challenges, goes up, puts it in, and draws the foul. What a start for Claire Johnson and the McCracken County Mustangs.
Couldn't have scripted this any better if you coach Scott Sibbles. They've got the energy. They've got the pace of the game where it's going to be favorable to them. You eliminate both Knight and White if you can keep this type of pace in this ballgame.
Substitution for the Bearettes as Johnson completes the three-point play. It's Claire Johnson 7 and Butler Bearettes nothing. Into the game now for Butler. Malia Patrick, the 5'8 senior, has played really well in this tournament. off the bench. Russell floats it down low to White, who goes up inside, missed it. Battles for the rebound, couldn't get it. Buchanan able to out-scrap her for it. Johnson, long pass down the left side. There is a three by the eighth grader. No good. Long rebound. She gets her own rebound. Then the ball is tipped away, but Buchanan has it. Buchanan moves back toward the basket, stops free throw line. Jumper might have been partially blocked. Rebound, battling for it in there, and Johnson knocked it loose. Back to Buchanan, and her three is good from the top of the key. Mickey Buchanan, and it is 10-0. 10-0 for Kraken County. And we are 2 minutes into this game. We'll be back in just a minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Ten to nothing McCracken County. What a start for the Mustangs, but I don't know, I always say...
You've seen it a lot, haven't
you? You got to watch that fool's gold, as I call it sometimes, these quick early leads, you know.
Because you got to be able to sustain this. I mean, the energy is unbelievable. It's off the charts right now from McCracken County, and so you just got to hope, you know, that they are able to maintain this throughout. They're not guarding the inbound, and that's part of this. They're not guarding the inbound passer. It's McCracken County under full court pressure.
Yeah, they do get it into Gomer. They want her to have it. She's going very tall. Sends a pass down. It gets deflected out of bounds. It'll be played by Butler.
We always talk about having excellent guard play, and that's going to be the challenge right now for Butler against this pressure.
Mari Gomer is only 5'3", and she gets it into Mariah Knight. Knight comes on the dribble, almost lost it, gives to Gomer. Now they try to set the offense against the 2-3 zone that has Hughes and Johnson on the point. Knight, free throw line, drives on the right side, puts up a jump shot, no good. White had the rebound, lost it. Coming out of there with it, Buchanan runs it down to the midcourt stripe, sends it over to Johnson. Gomer's right up on her, and Johnson beats her on the dribble, goes under, lays it up and in.
They've taken away option one and two for Butler right now. Who's going to be that third option?
Here's Russell coming down, and she's fouled by Buchanan. So, Mickey Buchanan. Buchanan is 5'11". Johnson, they list her at 5'10". And on the inside, Hill is 5'10". Now, outside, a three is up, and it's no good. Hard off the back of the iron, put up by Knight. And now there's a steal in midcourt by Patrick. Patrick whips it to White, gives back to Knight for a three, in and out. Rebound by Buchanan. So shot's not going in for Butler when they get him. And Buchanan takes it all the way down, holds up, hands to Johnson, who walked.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I don't know how that official saw that travel.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was the other official that should have seen it. I'm with you on that. That's why I didn't think they were going to call a walk, even when the whistle did blow.
Now White is coming out of the game and replaced in there by Amari Robinson. There's a long pass down the left side. They get it to Russell. And now an offensive foul on Russell. The charge taken by Ava Hughes.
Coach Wheeler didn't.
That's two fouls on Russell.
Yeah, and Coach Wheeler didn't contest that call. So
she doesn't contest anything, obviously.
Yeah, she doesn't. She just said, just play through it. Things are going to happen.
Yeah, we can't.
Those are those life lessons. Things are going to happen sometimes outside of your control.
We're going to change it. 12-0. We're 3 minutes and 7 seconds into the game. for Kraken County has broken out like a ball of fire. Johnson hits a jump shot again, but there is a foul, and it's on. Not going to be. I thought it might have been on Buchanan, but it's on Hughes. Her first team foul, number two here in this quarter. And right now, Butler just needs points. They just need to get something on the board. Get the goose egg off. Pass to Amari Gomer, working against the eighth grader. Knight on the left side to Gomer. Gomer penetrates, goes up off the glass, no good. Not a real good shot because of her size. Johnson the rebound, races down, feeds it off, gets it back. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with McCracken County.
That was a scary pass by Skaggs. Just from our angle, I didn't think she was too deep to get that shot up, but maybe she was.
We're going to get a substitution in for McCracken County right now as Lazario Bolin, B-O-L-E-N, a freshman, is going to come in replacing Jaden Skaggs. Entry pass coming. Buchanan on the left side, guarded by Amari Robinson. Buchanan can't beat her on the dribble, hands it back to Johnson. But Johnson's got a big height advantage on Gomer. Gomer trying to be a worrisome defender. There's a steal. Patrick's going to go down, goes under, tried to lay it up, didn't, gets a rebound, puts it back up and in and draws a foul.
Did Patrick catch her own miss?
Yeah.
That should have been a travel. I don't think anybody touched that ball, and that should have been a travel. I think the officials missed that.
The foul is on. I'm trying to check that foul. It's on Johnson, Claire Johnson. So Patrick trying to complete a three-point play and does. And the senior comes off the bench and finally gets her team on the board, 12-3. This is the earliest in the game I've ever said got the lead back to single digits. There's another steal. Here is Robinson going in, sends it back. Patrick a three, top of the key, left it short, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Just a rush shot by Patrick. The ball got kicked back by Robinson. Patrick.
She did what I always do when I miss a shot. She looked down at her hand. You got something slick on there. That ball slid off there. Here's Hughes down to Buchanan, and Patrick gets a hand on it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with McCracken County. 3:37 left in the opening quarter. McCracken County 12, Butler 3. And despite the tough start for Butler, you kind of sense that they will hang in there.
Yeah, you know, they got a made basket, and they got into a little bit of their pressure defense and try to create a little havoc.
Here's Johnson. Sends it to Buchanan, fires a three, no good, long rebound. Hill gets it, and Bolin, now Buchanan, now right side, now the three. It's no good by Skaggs, and Patrick with another rebound. But Patrick, she's been the show for Butler since she's come to the game, and now in there they have Anaya Haskins. Right corner, a three is in and out, rebounded back up and in. Knight missed it. Robinson put it back up and in, and it's 12-5.
And Robinson was such a huge factor in game one of this tournament for Butler.
Here's Cleveland, the defense, Bolt down the hill. Her jump shot, no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Butler's ball, and we got a timeout. 2:44 left in the quarter. McCracken County 12, Butler 5. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day.
and check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Ramiah White is back into the game for Butler, the 6'3", there, and she comes in. I like the move there made. Mariah Knight comes out to get a little break. Here is Gomer. Gomer dribbles into the lane. A little 8-foot jump shot is no good. The rebound by Hill. I think with White back in there, Gomer felt good about taking that shot. It might be rebounded, but came hot off the glass. Hill got it. Now Buchanan on the offensive end for McCracken County. Patrick had gone out. She's right back at the scorer's table now. Here's Johnson, and that's going to be an offensive foul. No?
That was interesting to call here.
I thought there was a little push-off on Johnson. That would have been Johnson's second foul.
Yeah.
Amari Gomer gets it instead. Her first team, number three, on McCracken County. Common foul.
And now Gober's going to come out, and Johnson's now going to be guarded by Bradley. Bigger body.
Or maybe Haskins, Simon. And she's not much bigger. She's only 5'4". No, John says, yeah, Bradley.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Bradley's a little taller, plus she has hair that sticks up 8 inches. Makes her much taller, harder to see over. Johnson has it. She goes behind a Buchanan screen and fires this jump shot that's no good. Fell fly off the back of the iron, but rebounded by Hill. Back out to Johnson. Shot good, a three.
And Dan, what was the big concern by Coach Wheeler after game one the other day for Butler? Rebounding. And rebounding here early is killing them. They're allowing McCracken County to get to some of these rebounds that should be a one-and-done opportunity, and they're just not getting to them.
10-5, the rebounding advantage. Again, as I said, many of those have been offensive rebounds. 15-5, there's a steal by McCracken County, and Johnson forced that turnover here. Coming down, Buchanan. The high goes behind the screen by Hill. Can't get a shot away. Keeps the dribble, though. I like the way these girls can really handle the ball smoothly.
And Robinson Gardner, she was standing in front of him.
Johnson, back to Buchanan. Buchanan drives. Still no shot, but not rushing a shot. Here, the eighth grader, Hughes, dribbles across the key. Hands it off to Skaggs. Now Johnson almost walked, backs up, fires a three, good. She is absolutely on fire.
Haskins lost her shoe, and that's how Johnson got a little separation. She lost her shoe. That was twice in two offensive possessions that Haskins just didn't have her shoe tied up because she lost her shoe twice here in the last minute.
Johnson has 15, Buchanan has three, and it's 18-5. There is the Gomer. She's trapped on the other side. They double her up, almost took it away, but didn't. Now down low. They're trying to get it into White. The ball keeps being knocked loose, and Buchanan steals it again. Lead pass Johnson. She's going all the way. Lays it up and left it short. Didn't get a foul call. Rebound back the other way. Here comes Malia Patrick. Patrick Gomer. Gomer fires a three off the left side. It's no good. White really wanted that ball inside. Probably should have gone in there. They need a basket. 21 seconds to go. Buchanan, left side. Johnson open for another three. Good. She holds up that hand. And 21-5 with 11 seconds to go. And now Butler's got to really hurry to get a shot off. 6 seconds to go. Pass down there. Should have been a foul, I thought, on Nye Buchanan. Buchanan was up over her back right there. But it was out on the floor, and they didn't call it. That would have been Buchanan's second foul. Only 2.9 seconds to go. Now, Coach Scott Sybil is getting a little more hype in the game. Now he's just getting rest for Buchanan, really.
Yeah, getting Buchanan and Johnson out right here, getting a little extra time on the bench here during this break.
Here's Knight to inbound. See if they can throw it deep to White. There's a long three that sticks between the rim and the backboard. What a fitting ending, really, when you think about how that quarter went for Butler to have a ball hang up like that. We have played a quarter. 21-5. The lead belongs to McCracken County. And we'll be back after we step out 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Well, Claire Johnson's considered one of the leading candidates for Miss Kentucky Basketball. And, wow, she's got 18. I don't know if we have any record for most points scored in a quarter in a state tournament. But I don't remember anybody getting 18 before. She's got 18. Buchanan has 3, and it's 21-5. And the other part of the story is that Knight and White for Butler have none. And that's what's got to happen for Butler to try to ease their way back into this game. They've got to get the ball inside if they can. And here you go. I mean, the size disadvantage to McCracken County, but the defense, they're making it so tough to try to get the ball inside. Oh. And there's a bad pass. Knight threw it too hot to go into White off her hand and out of bounds.
I thought for sure that was going to be easy, too.
Now Butler is in a 1-2-2, full court press. Johnson hooks it over. Hughes almost had it taken away, but recovers, gets it across the timeline. We got 10 seconds. Coach Scott Sybil's up, and I don't know, it could have been 10. I didn't see the where the clock was set. Didn't matter where the clock was set, really. But so Butler gets it back. Amari Gomer, left side, looking in. Now sends it to Knight, goes inside to White, and she lays it up and in. There's the secret. They're going to get back in the game. They got to do a whole lot of that. 2-touchdown lead. McCracken County. Here's Buchanan with it, and you got it. Tough to get stops. McCracken County moving the ball well, and going in left baseline, jump shot, no good. Buchanan, the rebound, Hills missed, but Buchanan puts it back in.
Just getting worked on the boards, especially the offensive glass. McCracken County, there had to be a foul on Skaggs there.
We get a foul that's going to go against Jaden Skaggs. That'll be her first of the second quarter. And now Robinson is going to come in to replace Russell. Russell has 2 fouls. Down the way, Candace Wheeler is standing up, and they float it into White. White dumps it over to Robinson, who lays it up and missed the layup, but a foul. And that'll be Buchanan, I believe. That'll be her second. No, it's going to be on Johnson, and that'll be her fourth, or her second. Johnson gets her second foul. 6:51, long way to go here in this first half. Free throw is up and good by Amari Robinson. And a free throw good again. 4 points for Robinson. 23-9. And quickly down, we get a block out of bounds as going for the basket was Jaden Skaggs and got that shot blocked. Skaggs will now inbound. They're looking. They go in low to Johnson, but she alertly comes back outside. But Johnson's so maneuverable with the ball. I mean, she really just stays on the move. She has the ball in her hands dribbling. Now the eighth grader goes in, gets back to Buchanan, but no shot. Now she moves to the free throw line, knocks down a jumper. Mickey Buchanan. And the lead is 16 at 25-9. Equals the biggest margin. Long pass down, and it is saved in by White to Knight. Knight drives in, cut off. She threw it away, but Gomer gets it. Gomer fires a little jump shot, no good. Rebound Robinson, puts it back up, no good. And the rebound taken by Buchanan gets it to Johnson. Oh, missed opportunities there by the Bearettes. Johnson all the way down. She charged, and that is her third foul. And that's little Gomer. Gomer that took the...
Yeah. I mean, and it seemed like Butler had been the team going at an uncomfortable pace in this ball game because McCracken County had been dictating pace. Now that could change quite significantly without their floor general.
So Bolin comes back in. Robinson in front court. They whip it inside to White, who turns and lays it up and in.
Because now you're going to be heavily dependent on Mickey Buchanan, you know, now being that player.
Here's Bolin. Long cross-court pass. Back to Buchanan. Buchanan drives in. They double her. She got fouled pretty hard that time. They didn't play through. A lot of contact. Here's Buchanan dribbling back out front. Boy, Robinson is a good defender. Here's the ball in Hughes' hands. Gober guarding her. Hill. Buchanan's going to launch a three. Good.
They are shooting the ball tremendously well.
That's their biggest lead, 17 points. They've made 11 of 21 field goal attempts and 5 of 8 threes inside to White. Turns and all, beautifully lays it in. She may have a height advantage, but that was a slick move right there, 28-13.
Yeah, she had heel on her back the whole way.
Driving in, Bolin sends it out. There's a three that is no good, and White the rebound off that miss by Skaggs. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Well, these are big 4.5 minutes. There is Knight, a three that's no good, and nobody under that time. Rebound taken off by Skaggs.
A lot of times players just don't understand that, you know, that's a better shot if somebody's underneath there, and White hadn't gotten there yet.
Here's Buchanan. Backs up, fires another three. That's no good. White's a rebound. She got fouled, too. They let White take a lot of punishment in there. Hill is on her back. Here down the left side comes Patrick. Hands to Gover. Back to Patrick. She launches a three. Good.
And White is tired. She's glad that Coach Simmons calls this timeout because she is tired, man.
28-16. The lead at 12 with 3:52 to play in the first half. And we'll be back after we step out for 30 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
White is out of the game now to get a little breather, and Russell comes back in. Russell with a couple of fouls. Again, Johnson on the bench with three fouls for McCracken County, and almost a steal by Gober. It goes into backcourt but picked up by Hughes, and she'll dribble back across the timeline. Hughes dribbles down the right corner. Comes back, gives to Buchanan. Buchanan will make a move to the basket, flips it up, no good, but gets fouled, and two shots are coming.
And so Hughes did a great job of hanging on to that ball, but she's like, they don't have eighth grade defenders like Gober. Gober at the middle school level, because Gober was making it highly uncomfortable for her.
That foul, I'm not sure. I think it was on Russell. Yeah, her third. Buchanan misses a free throw.
And Russell does come out as White comes back in after a brief rest.
Another shot for Buchanan, who has 10 points. She's got 10, and so 18 for Johnson. Free throw is good. And the lead is 29-16. Long pass down across the timeline. Over goes on the right side to Gober. Puts it into White. It was tipped. White gets it. Puts it up. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Knight. White just didn't really gather herself a little bit there.
Rest herself.
Rest her shot.
We've seen that quite a bit.
Put it up too hard. Buchanan brings it down. Holds up. Looks back to Coach Sibbles and says, what are we doing? Coach Sibbles holds up five fingers. You know, they're not the same, so I don't know what they're driving is bowling. They whip it right side. Now Buchanan gets it back top of the key. Robinson trying to deny her. She goes in, puts a short jumper up, no good. Gets her on rebound, puts it up and in, draws the foul.
Well, she's been dynamic. Her and Johnson have been the senior leaders for this program.
And we had a timeout with 2:52 to go, so the lead with a free throw could go right back to 16 points here in favor of McCracken County. 2:52 left in the half. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Girls State Tournament coverage brought to you by the Family Wealth Group. Remember, it's where Kentucky retires, and if you're close to retirement, thinking about retirement, contact them. Let them help you. Buchanan at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Wow. In this second quarter, she scored all of them. And it's 32-16. 17's been their biggest. And now Butler has just these final 2:44 in the second quarter to try to make up some ground. And turning and knocking down the jump shot was Mariah Knight right off the free throw line. Knight has her first two. 32-18. Pressure on Buchanan, though, beats it. Goes down the right side. They go inside. Hill, short jump shot, good.
Great spacing there. Great first pass, excellent second pass to the basket.
34-18. This McCracken County offense is so efficient, you wonder. Here's Gober for three, no good, a high rebound, and it is out of bounds, and that's a good call. Yeah, the Skags fell down going for the rebound, but she touched it last, and she fell of her own accord. White takes the ball inbounds in the deep left corner. Now they go right side. Robinson, 15-foot jumper, no good. White the rebound in the lane. Left side. Knight for three, good. Nice. 34-21. Pass down the left side. That was a walk. Got away with it. Hill caught it, took a step, but that's one that doesn't get called very often, but happens more than you can imagine, I think. There's Buchanan dribbling at long range. Gets a screen from Hill. goes back over to Hill, shoots over White, and it's no good in the rebound. Nobody under for McCracken County that time. Rebound by Robinson, and here's White takes it and goes for the basket and gets fouled.
Is that Buchanan?
And that's Buchanan's second.
So tore up that Hill didn't stop White when she was coming down the floor to step in front of her to keep her from having that lane.
White for two shots. She's really a pretty good free throw shooter. Puts that one up and in.
She takes her time. And, you know, she's got really good hands. You know, we've seen that this week.
34-22. And shot good again. So she has eight all here in the second quarter. And it's 34-23. So the 18-point lead is down to 11. Minute 16 to play in the half. Buchanan sends it down. Intercepted. Knight picked it off. Here, racing in. Pass. Handoff goes. Robinson lays it up and in.
What a pass to Patrick.
34-25, minute to go. Buchanan gets it across the timeline to Bolin, who drives in, goes for the basket, missed a shot,
but
gets fouled.
Went right at White.
So White gets her first personal foul of the game, and it'll be two shots coming for Bolin, and now Coach Scott Sibbles is going to get Megan Swinford, a 5'8 senior, into the game. Bolin looking for her first points of the contest. She's a freshman, puts it up and in.
He's going to get Buchanan out of the game here. Don't want to risk her picking up another foul.
53.9 seconds to go. 35-25. Several dribbles. Shot is no good. Here's Knight, top of the key. Looks, turns, they leave her open, fires a three.
Wow.
Good. Wow.
Wow. She was in no man's land. She was dead in the water.
35-28. In trouble in backcourt. Bolin's got to hurry. Bolin just gets it across the timeline, and then she gets fouled. Bolin's going to go back on the free throw line.
And that was going to be a hard situation right there. And they were able to get out of it.
They inbound the ball. And here's Hughes with 27 seconds to go. Dribbles left, goes in, lost the handle on the ball. It's loose on the floor. Knight is down on the floor after it. We get a jump ball. Possession
here. Yeah, I was about to say, I was wondering if he's going to put Buchanan back in. Yeah, because they need her on the offensive possession here. He thought about it the previous dead ball, and then he stepped away from it. But with 20 seconds, he's going to get her back out there.
Gomer got that last foul. That was her second.
Yeah.
So Gomer has two. G-O-B-E-R.
Yeah.
Amari, however you want to say it. Here comes in Hughes. Buchanan almost lost it. Picks it up. That's a double dribble, I think. Turns, puts it up, missed a shot, rebound, tipped out, picked up by Skaggs. Gardner, 8 seconds to go. Buchanan's going to take it on the dribble right now. Backs up, fires a three well off the mark. Rebounded by Butler in the half will end. An 18-point lead. And now it's down to a 7-point lead. 35-28, McCracken County. With the lead on Butler, don't go away. We'll be back. Special halftime guest coming your way when we return in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
What a first half as the Crackin County Mustangs raced out to a 12-0 lead, led by as many as 18 points in that first half. But with Claire Johnson getting in foul trouble, the lead is down to 7. Johnson, of course, will be coming back, but maybe a little more limited with those two fouls. She had 18 all in the first quarter, and then her running mate had a big second quarter, but had already gotten off to, by making a 3 in the first quarter. Mickey Buchanan, 5'11", senior, with 14 points. And 11 of those came in the second quarter. We'll look at the numbers coming up later, but right now, really pleased to have Mina Todd joining us, the queen of girls' high school basketball. Mina, thanks for coming down and sharing some time with us.
Well, I appreciate you guys always having me on. I enjoy talking with you.
Hey, how many years, you know, time gets away from you. How many years since you last coached?
Oh, wow. You put me on the spot here. So I think it was 2005 I got out, 6 maybe. It's been so long I don't remember. And, it, you know, if it's longer than 5 minutes ago, don't ask me about it, okay?
But 15, 16, 17 years
it's
ago.
It's been a while.
In that time. And you went into administration. When you look back, did you ever have any regrets when you made that move from coaching to go into administration?
Oh, of course. You know, it's just part of who I am, basketball. You know, as a player growing up, it's the reason that I got into coaching. It was the reason I was able to go to college. And
where did you play?
I played at Callaway County High School, and then I was recruited by Pat Summit out of high school, played for her for a year, and then transferred to Murray State because I was young and dumb and got a little homesick, so I ended up at Murray State, and that's where I finished.
Yeah, and hey, women's basketball in the OVC, at that point, it was really pretty good, wasn't it?
It was, the OVC was competitive, and there were a lot of good teams, you know, Austin Peay and those folks that we got to play against was a challenge. But it was different than obviously the SEC, but it was the move that I felt like I needed to make at the time for me, being such a young kid.
When did you know you wanted to coach? It's coming through that cycle of things.
I think I knew that I wanted to coach early on. I had the opportunity to go overseas and play. Back then there was, you know, pro ball overseas, but also there was the nightmare of you never knew if you were going to get paid or not. You know, players were not getting paid. So I went on in to get my teaching certificate and right into coaching, and I never looked back. I loved it, and especially this time of year, I really miss it.
Yeah, and you didn't start at Manual, did you?
No, I did not. I started as far as my coaching as career, I was a graduate assistant at Murray State, and then I went to Chattanooga State, was an assistant coach there, and then I ended up at Davis County High School as a full-time sub, and the girls' assistant basketball coach and assistant softball coach, and then Ohio County had a job opening, and as they say, the rest is history. I went from Ohio County, where I was set there 7 years, to Manual.
Yeah, and great success at Manual.
We had a lot of good teams. You know, there were some heartbreaking moments. We lost that state championship in 01 with 0.4 of a second to go. Actually, Candace Wheeler was on that team. I was honored and fortunate enough to get to coach Candace. She was unfortunately hurt and didn't get to play as a freshman during that tournament, but what a fantastic player she was, and I've been so impressed with her and her coaching, and won the 6th Region Coach of the Year. I'm kind of a proud mama.
Hey, having played, even though it was only 1 year at Tennessee for Pat Summitt, did she leave much of an impression on you, or would you say, nah, I didn't ever did anything that she taught?
A lasting impression. I learned so much from her just in the short period of time, and obviously when I became a coach, I took some of the things that I learned from her, and I had a pretty good coach at Murray State in Bud Childers, who coached at U of L for a while, and learned a lot from Bud, and you kind of take your own pieces and personality and throw in the mix, and I loved every minute of coaching.
Yeah. But you are an educator, and when you moved away from coaching, you're still very much in the education business, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Yes. I retired in 2021, so I've worked several more years and retired in 2021, but I still can't get away from it. I'm actually working a long-term substitute gig at Manual right now to help them out with their credit recovery program.
Manual is a special school, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've got a lot of great friends there, and been there a long time. I love that place.
Now, you've been a radio analyst for the network here for a long time, too.
Long time. I was trying to figure up the years, because when I first started, that's when the Girls Sweet 16 was in Eastern Kentucky. And I remember doing some of those games way back when, and basically have done them every year that my team wasn't in it. And then when I got into administration and as assistant principal, obviously I couldn't get away from school, so I didn't get to do it a few years then, but I love doing it. And I'm so tickled that I'm getting to do the boys tournament next week too, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you don't look 85, you just have enough experience now that you ought to be.
I've done a lot.
We've talked about a lot of years, haven't we?
Oh, yes, and it just seems like it's gone by so fast. I was thinking about this the other day. Well, actually, last night walking back, I said, I would love to turn back the clock and have Candace and those girls suiting back up and us playing and redoing some of those things. I miss it a lot, but also I love what I'm doing now.
Hey, long time ago, I mean, I'm talking about going back probably 30 years. A good friend of mine helped me do games as a color commentator, and we're driving down the road one time, and he said, you know what makes me really mad? One of these days, somebody else besides you and me is going to be doing this.
All right.
Because
that's right.
It's
I don't
fun.
Want to think about that right now.
It's entertaining and it's fun.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And what better atmosphere than being in Rupp Arena at the Mingy B Sweet 16 Girls Tournament? You know, it's so much fun, and getting to see all your old colleagues and work with such great people here at KHSAA. Yeah, it's a great time.
What do you think Candace Wheeler is telling her team right now in that locker room, the way this game has gone so far?
Well, I'm sure she's telling them how proud she is of just kind of hanging on, and this could have been blown wide open. They finally did some things. They kind of calmed down a little bit because McCracken, like you said, they came out gangbusters and off to the races, got that early 12-0 lead. They were dictating the tempo. When Butler was able to establish White down low, that was helpful. But one of the keys, I think, is Mariah Knight. She hasn't been her offensive self this tournament, but you're seeing it. You've seen it in that first half, and that is really key, Butler.
She realized it had to happen.
All right, yeah. And she's,
and that has to happen for players a lot of times, doesn't it? Okay, the moment is here, and I better step up. And, you know, I think we saw that yesterday in a game with a young lady who made a three at the end of the game and was immediately in tears because she realized, I should have done some of this earlier.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the fact that Butler hasn't been here since 2017 and McCracken's been here the last 3 years, the bright lights can get you sometimes. Those nerves and just adjusting to the college floor, that makes a difference. And I feel like Mariah's settling into her game. But look for McCracken County here to amp their defense back up and push the tempo and do the things that the Lady Mustangs have done all year long to get them here.
Mina, we're going to let you go and get back to your job. Thanks so much.
Always, always a pleasure. Appreciate you.
Hey, hope to be back again next year, maybe. I don't know.
I hope so.
We hope.
Yeah.
Mina Todd, who works with the KHSAA Network on radio, and she'll be back again next week during the Boys State Tournament as well. And we'll be back to catch up on all the numbers from the first half as McCracken County leads Butler 35-28 here at the intermission of this semifinal round game in the Girls Sweet 16. Brought to you by the Family Wealth Group and others. And we'll be back after we take this 90-second timeout.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Halftime here, individual numbers real quick for McCracken County. Claire Johnson with 18 points all in the first quarter of play. And she was 3 of 3 from the three-point line, made her only free throw, 7 of 10 overall from the field. And surprisingly, did not have any assists. She didn't have any time to get an assist. She was scoring points. And all but three of them in the first quarter, and Buchanan had the other three then, and she got 11 in the second quarter, so she's got 14. Reagan Hill with 2. Lazaria Bolin with 1. Jaden Skaggs and Ava Hughes did not score in that first half. They collectively were 0 of 4 from the field, but they had 6 assists on their 13 made field goals. On the other side, 7 assists on the 10 made field goals for Butler, and they finally got rolling. It took them a while. 8 points for Ramiah White, 8 for Mariah Knight, 6 for Malia Patrick, and 6 for Amari Robinson, as Gover and Bradley and Russell, those players did not score in that first half of play. And 10 of 25 and even 40% shooting for Butler. Made 3 of 12 threes, all 5 free throws. McCracken County, 13 of 29, 44.8%. Made 5 of 11 threes, 4 of 6 from the line. Rebounds, 17 to 14, the advantage for McCracken County. Turnovers, 8 on McCracken County and 8 on Butler. So we're all even there. And Ivan, I don't know, this can McCracken County come back out and reestablish, you know, some of the high intensity with some foul trouble now? I don't know if that can happen. I think they're going to have to do it in a different way.
Yeah, well, because you want to protect both Buchanan and Johnson, especially Johnson, because of how she can, you know, dictate pace in this ball game. You want her to continue to be herself, but then be able to do it in a controlled fashion, because when she picked up that third foul, she knew better after the fact And Coach Civil, I'm sure, was trusting her when she had the two fouls not to get that third foul.
Here we go. Butler moving off to the right side of your dial with the ball to begin play. Down by seven. Gober, right side, Knight. Looks in, can't get it to White. Long skip pass over to Gober. Puts it on the deck. Runs in on the baseline and got it taken away. Johnson, Johnson's hands are really quick, and she anticipates dribbles and passes and comes up with a lot of big plays on defense. Like that one right there. She's got it right now on the right hash mark. Crossover dribble, can't get free. Here's Hill. Hill beyond the top of the key, looking and looking, and her pass, she was going to try to get it to Hughes. It got tipped away, but she goes back and gets it. Now here's Buchanan. Now, defensive matchups right now are pretty good, Ivan, I think, for Butler. They're where they want. And Johnson is the player because of her height advantage on Gober, and she fires a three that is no good, and the rebound is taken by Knight. Hitting the deck over there was Skaggs, so it's 5-on-4 for a moment. They go inside, and White puts it up and in off the glass.
And he'll try to fight her, but it was too late. It's about, like I said, when great post players, it's about getting them before they get to their spot. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
35-30. Ball almost taken away at midcourt, but Buchanan gets it back. Now Buchanan has it knocked away. Robinson knocked it loose. Gober gets it. Gober running. Doesn't have numbers. She's going to go all the way in. Try to put up a shot, and it's blocked. Back out comes McCracken County. Johnson has it. Johnson dribbles through the lane, goes under, lays it up and in.
Stayed under control.
Johnson.
I mean, she did not, during all that mayhem, did she lose control.
37-30, McCracken County the lead. Butler, Robinson down the right baseline, drives around Buchanan and threw it away. Picking it off, there's Johnson again. Johnson runs down the sideline, still keeps the dribble, goes all the way through. Players hit the deck, sends it left side. A three is good by Hughes.
Very fortunate there that Johnson didn't get a player control foul on her fourth foul there when she got rid of that pass.
40-30, so McCracken County back to a double-figure lead. Still 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Inside, White turns, lays it up and in, and draws the foul.
Is that on heel? Yeah, yeah.
Now the foul goes against Hill, her first. White with a dozen. Can cut the lead back to seven where we were at halftime right here. 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. The free throw rattles around, comes out. Buchanan with a nice block out allows Hughes to get the rebound. Here's Johnson. She's going to go for the rim. Flips it up and it rolled off. Gober just kind of got in her way a little bit and caused her to not have a good angle.
Had her to pull up sooner than she wanted to right there.
Gober down. Kills the dribble. Robinson, high post. Right corner. There's a three. No good off the front of the iron by Knight. Rebounded. Out in the lane by Hughes. Quickly ahead. Johnson down the right side. Dribbles back across the key. Goes down the lane. Little jump stop. Missed it. Rebounded by Butler. Here's Gober with it. Another opportunity. It's 40-32. Driving in on the baseline. And shot is rolled in and a foul.
Another foul on Hill.
Knight. I don't know how that one made it over. Hill gets her second foul.
That was Singer strength right there. And now White will come out of the game as Russell checks in for her. That's the thing Butler still hasn't understood, though. When White's on the floor, you got to give her as many opportunities when she's out there. And, you know, understanding that her time, a lot of time, is going to be limited.
Free throw is good. Mariah Knight, the senior, she has 11. 40-35. Long pass right corner. Here, driving for the basket, Buchanan puts it up, no good, but a foul. We get a collision. Buchanan hits the deck. She'll go to the line for two shots. That personal is going to be against Amari Robinson. That'll be her second foul. First foul of the second half against Butler. Buchanan will step up and try to add to her 14-point total and to her team's 5-point lead. Free throw up and good. Buchanan is a player who you think of her as a kind of a forward on this team, but she can go to the next level somewhere. I don't know. She may have already committed and play a two-guard, I think. She's very good.
Yeah, she really is. She's very good with the ball. She can shoot the ball really well. I mean, you know, she's definitely a two or what kind of combo guard type.
Just doesn't handle it quite as good as Johnson does.
Yeah.
But not many do. Here driving in, Russell, right corner. There's a three that's good, but a traveling violation on Russell. And Coach Wheeler got up and questioned that
because
call
there was
right
some,
there.
There was some contact in there, and I think that's what she was wondering is, you know, was there not contact that influenced that?
They extend the defense a little bit, but it's broken easily. Right corner, Skaggs for three. No good, rolls over the rim. Rebounded by Butler. Knight got it. Here's Gober bringing it down.
You hear Coach Civil say, why are we taking that shot? And again, it's about when you're taking shots.
Here, Knight gives it out left side. A three is up and good by Russell. Her first points of the game, and it is a four-point game, 42-38. The lead was, I said earlier, the lead was 18. It was actually 17, the biggest. Johnson goes into the heart of the defense, lost the ball. Buchanan trying to save it, was on the line. And the ball goes over to Butler, and Coach Scott Sibbles wants a timeout.
They're getting sloppy. McCracken's getting sloppy. They're feeling the pressure. They're feeling the pressure of this. Yeah, Coach Sibbles was requesting a timeout. He thought he got acknowledged, but it was the substitution they acknowledged first.
So there's timeout with 3:32 left to play, third quarter. McCracken County, a four-point lead and the ball, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Here in the third quarter, Butler is 4 of 6 from the field. McCracken County 2 of 6 against the press. It comes down. Knight is wide open right side for a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Buchanan. She has been knocking everything down. She was due to miss one. That was off the back of the iron. She was wide open here in transition, really. And here is Hughes with the ball. Bounces it over to Johnson. Johnson whips it to Buchanan. Buchanan takes it down the right side of the lane and puts it up and in.
That's
off the
big
glass.
That's a big basket. Not only did she get that up over Robinson, White was behind her, too, so she had two players defending her.
44-38, there's a steal. Johnson knocked it away, gets it back from Hughes and lays it up and in.
Getting sloppy with the ball is Butler.
46-38.
Made baskets for these teams has helped their defense tremendously.
And there's Gomer through the defense to White, who lays it up and in. Easy pickings there when you beat the defense and get it ahead. And Ramiah White now with 14 points. 46-40. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Johnson left side. Buchanan, free throw line, jump shot in and out. Rebounded by White. Here is Gober coming down. 6-point deficit for her team. Drives down the right side. Flips his shot up, no good, but White, the rebound, puts it back up and in. Fouls on Hill, and that basket does not count. But Hill has picked up her third foul, all coming in this third quarter at 2:06 to go. It's a 6-point McCracken County lead when we come back 90 seconds from now.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
.206 left to play, third quarter. McCracken County with a six-point lead. The ball belongs down the baseline. They inbound it. Butler does, and here is Gover. Feeds it into White and knocked away, and then falling down. That's Johnson.
Johnson
gets up slowly. I think she kind of fell on her hip.
Yeah.
But, again, that was a great play. That denied a layup for White, I guarantee you.
It was a great entry pass by Gover.
Yeah.
She had a laser in there.
Now they get it into White again and speeds it back outside. A three is up and good by Malia Patrick.
They listen in the huddle apparently during that timeout. Let White touch the ball and she'll find the next best play.
46-43, Buchanan.
Uh-oh.
Johnson's going to try a three. Good.
Yeah. Uh-oh, when she got it and she had that much clearance, you knew it was trouble.
49-43, Johnson a steal. Going to go in and challenge, puts it up no good. But a foul that will send Johnson to the line for two.
This is what your great players do, Dan. You know, she hits the big three and immediately was out of position defensively as far as where she is assigned to be, because she knew where the next pass was going and she intercepted it.
Russell gets her fourth foul. And free throw good by Johnson.
Johnson was just freelancing defensively there.
Janaea Reed, a 5'7 freshman, comes in to replace Hill for the last 1:27 of this third quarter after Hill got her third foul. And the free throw is good. Johnson's back at it again. It's 51-43, an 8-point lead. Here, bringing the ball up. Malia Patrick, long pass down, going in on the right side. Through the defense, missed shot, but put up and in. Knight missed it. White cleaned it up. White's got 16. 51-45. 109 to go. Third quarter. Here is Johnson. Johnson calls play number five. Dribbles left. Hands it off. Boland dribbles right across the key. And a little weave. Doesn't have anything. And here, driving into the lane, losing the ball. Was the eighth grader. Back the other way, Gober goes all the way down, flips it up, no good. Rebound we get, oh no. It's good
okay.
And bad.
Yeah. I think she's
Knight okay. Is going to be fouled and shoot free throws if she's able. Buchanan wow. Is going to pick up her third foul.
Know, was it a right ankle that she injured previously? It may have been.
Knight
yeah,
trying.
She can't put any pressure on it right now.
Knight is up, but
she's at least probably going to have to come out. It was very awkward in the way she had to go up and get that rebound and came back.
I think she's signaling. She's saying I can't go.
I think that's the same ankle.
Oh, what a tough break for that young lady and for her team. With 45 seconds to play here in this third quarter, and they're tending to her right now. And now they're going to help her off the floor. And she's trying to see if she can put any weight on it at all. But it's wishful thinking, I think, on her part that she can.
Yeah, her initially, I thought she was going to pop back up, and then she was like, mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah. So that's, now.
That's the part of.
And when you take her out of the game, what it amounts to is, Ramiah, Honey, if you got to take a break between the 20s every now and then, do it. But we can't play without you.
Yeah, yeah. You're not coming off the floor. We saw that the other night. Yeah. The thing about this, Ramaya will go and shoot those free throws. Fortnite.
No, she.
Yeah, but she tried to. She tries like, can we designate?
Because Sybil's eating part of that. Michaela Alexander comes in and will shoot a pair of free throws. Boy, what pressure for Alexander to try to make these, and she put it in.
She said, pressure is that test I took last week.
51-46. She tries to cut the lead to 4 points again with 45 seconds to go here in the third period, and the shot is good. She makes them both. 51-47. Early pressure. Robinson on the point of it. Bowden might got away with a walk right there. Then comes down. She's in trouble. They take it away. Robinson stripped it. Robinson now over to the left side. Alexander gets it back, and it's knocked away by Bowden. And as they scramble for it, a jump ball. McCracken. Possession arrow. We'll give it to McCracken County.
Well, what a play by Bowden's, though. Bolins gave up the ball, but then came back immediately and did her part to get it back.
Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they're
McCracken catch the ball. Coach Scott Sybils is questioning. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, well. He was up. He was up in the ear of the official, but. The official did what she should have done, and that is, this is, I got you, coach. Here's Johnson in backcourt, sends it to Buchanan across the timeline, 15 seconds to go. Buchanan. This defense for Butler is becoming more likely to try to take risks now. Buchanan, Johnson, 3 seconds to go.
Oh,
no shot. And Coach Scott Sybils doesn't like that. And we've come to the end of three quarters. 51-47, the lead for McCracken County when we start fourth quarter action 1 minute from now.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This little girl had built her, as we come back to the Clark's Pump and Shop race. I don't know, we got a little six-year-old, and she had built her pyramid very quickly, and her teammate who was driving the car didn't realize it. She kept going around circles like, I like this. Love going around circles, and their team ended up losing. But I'm sure they'll get a nice reward for it. Here we go with eight more minutes of action left, Ivan, and certainly the loss of Mariah Knight is a huge,
looming, large.
Huge difference in this game.
She just came back. She just came back through the curtain there. She's walking with a pronounced lip, but I think she might try to tough it out again.
If she comes back into this game, I'm going to be amazed. Here's a pass going down inside, and Robinson had taken away. That time, Little Hughes got it. And there's a pass over to Hill, who banks it up, no good. Rebound, Hill gets it back. Back outside. Hughes looking for Johnson, gets it to her.
What a huge rebound that was.
Knight is back at the scorer's table. She'll check in at the next break. Here is Johnson driving left. And her pass is tipped out of bounds.
we're about ready to see. I mean, you talk about Willis Reed. And for you young folks that don't know who Willis Reed is, I mean, yeah, the older folks listening in would definitely understand what Mariah Knight may be doing here for a second time in a matter of a couple of days.
I always said one of the Bashford boys played with a played football game with a broken arm. And he broke it in the first couple of minutes of the game one night at Mount Sterling. I don't know. Johnson down the lane, lays it off the glass, good.
Let's put the defense.
He has 29. What a play. And here's Butler. Russell is back in the game playing with fouls. Left corner. There's a three. She almost made that.
Oh, man.
It rimmed out on Knight. And right now McCracken County with just under seven to go. Well, they push this lead back to 8 or 9 points. Johnson driving in. Shoots over White. Knocks down a short jumper.
And that's a shot normally you would say, use the glass. But she didn't. It was a fadeaway shot that was a straight-on shot from the side.
The lead is eight. Inside, they get it to White, who lays it in.
Wow. That pass by Patrick. Woo! Laser beam.
It's 55-49. Patrick, how good a player is she? She's an overlooker. She's so slight of build. But here is Buchanan with it.
Yeah, let them play out front.
Buchanan dribbling left, hands over to Johnson, who fires a three. Good.
And Russell
she was sailing out of bounds.
And Russell just let her receive the ball so easy. And then a steal by Hughes. What a play. What a play by the eighth grader.
Hughes, first points of the game on the inbound. And all of a sudden, it is 60-49. The lead for McCracken County with 5:56 to go. Really quick little 4-0 run has pushed the lead back to 11, and we'll be back. Timeout on the floor here at Rupp. We'll be back in a minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We still got a long way to go, folks, 5:56, but McCracken County with an 11-point lead now, and I'm kind of amazed that Knight is in this game and really seems to be walking pretty normally, but here we go against full-court pressure by McCracken County. Russell down the right side. Gober in trouble. Bounces it over to Russell down. And there is Knight for a three, good.
And as she's running okay again, she did this same thing the other day where she couldn't put weight on it, and then when she came back, she slowly got herself back up to full speed.
Here, McCracken County beats the press, gets it down, high post. There is Buchanan firing a three. It rolled off the rim, but a rebound Hill. Hands it back to Buchanan, short jumper, good off the glass.
The rebounding in this game. Butler may look back at the end of the day and say it cost us huge.
Here's Russell going down the right side, flips it in off the right baseline from about 8 feet away. Nyjah Russell, only her second field goal. Big time play there, 62-54, 5 minutes to go. Hughes, right corner, Skaggs back to Hughes. Hughes looking, trying to keep the ball away from Johnson, but she gets it out near the timeline. Comes on the dribble, goes down the lane. Feeds it off Hill, short jumper, left baseline, good. Only the second field goal of the game by Hill, but gives the lead back to McCracken County at 10 points, 64-54. We've got 4:45 to go and another timeout, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
It's been a strangely exciting game that started off with McCracken County leading 12-0, and now McCracken County leads 64-54, and the lead has been down to 4 points, but it's at 10 right now. But Butler's got time for one more run. Let's see if they've got it in them.
They try to pound it down inside with Remiah White again to get those good high probable.
They try to throw it in there and he'll pick it off.
You just can't throw it low. You know, you can't miss short.
Yeah, you got to get it. You'd be better off if you threw long than short. Johnson down the lane, gives to Skaggs, who doesn't take the shot, hands it back out to Buchanan. If you don't feel comfortable taking it, don't take it. You got a 10-point lead, and out front there's a foul. Johnson is fouled by Malia Patrick. And Patrick's good sportsmanship.
She helped her up, and
Johnson let her help her up.
Yeah.
Here the pass goes into Johnson in backcourt. Gober is, again, she has been all over the whole game. It hasn't made any difference. 34 points for Claire Johnson. Here's Hughes. Gives to Johnson, who dribbles left across the key. They run a little weave out front.
A little delay game here to run some clock.
3:57 to go. Johnson near the timeline. Gober is watching every dribble, but Johnson moves right around her, goes inside, sends it to Buchanan in the left corner. She dribbles back out beyond the top of the key. We're down to 3:40. Johnson gets a screen from Hill, and we get a whistle and a foul. And it'll be on Gober. I was waiting for the public address announcer to call or something. It's been Amari and Emery, and I thought I was the only one doing that. I was trying to follow his lead. And here the pass comes down, the Skaggs. It was a common foul. First, there are two fouls on Butler here in this fourth quarter. Only 3:22 to go. Hughes, White on Hughes, and Hughes very calmly just holds the ball. Now gives back to Buchanan, down in low to Skaggs. Doesn't take the shot. Johnson with it.
It's tough for Butler with White out on the floor because they're able to space the floor so well.
Here is a foul that's going to go against Patrick, and that'll be her second. Team foul number three, and McCracken County has only shot 5 free throws and made 4. Butler's only shot 3 and made 2. Here is Johnson, and she is fouled. That's on, just reaching out and kind of grabbing her was Knight. That's her first. Fourth team foul on Butler. We got 2:55 to go. Time running thin on the Butler Barretts, and we'll be back here in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Crockett County inbounds, and now... You got to try to, I think, not foul one of the big two if you can. Yeah, but they fouled Buchanan.
Yeah, you want to try to put pressure on somebody else that, one, hasn't done a lot of scoring to have a good vibe when they go to the line, but two, somebody that maybe typically is not in these situations.
Buchanan has 18, she has 20 points. 4 of 5 from the line, a very deep knee bend puts it in. Well, it's all McCracken County has to do with the last 2:47 now is make free throws, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to get their opportunities because Butler's desperate to try to get the possessions.
Both free throws are good. It is 66-54. Here is Gober, almost lost it. Now she's killed the dribble. Now they go inside. White, they put knock loose. Gober gets it back. Back outside. Knight. You know, you got to get a shot up there. Gober says, I'll try three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Johnson. And Johnson on the dribble, and they foul her. And 2:24 to go.
They'll be able to stop this one away now. And I think Butler realizes it, too. Well, they missed opportunities.
And they got it down to four.
Yeah.
But Johnson, what she does, you know, she had 5 points in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she hit that three and then turned right back around, got that steal. And then the three, she hit short mirror, like I said, fading away over here in front of us.
4 of 4 from the line now, going for point number 36. And the free throw is good.
One of the assistants say, Miss Basketball right here.
68-54. There's Knight. Got to try it. Try to go inside. It's knocked away. Hook pass right side. There is a three by Patrick. It is in and out and good.
It looked like it even got tipped by Hughes. It almost looked like Hughes, the way the ball came out of the hand. And then, Johnson lost the ball.
Going inside. Robinson gets her shot blocked. And then we do get a foul on Buchanan.
Yeah, it'll
send Patrick to the line. Patrick got the rebound off the block shot. And Buchanan picks up her fourth foul, but
not
only 1:59 to go.
Probably not going to make a difference now.
Patrick's going to put up a pair of free throws, trying to cut it to 9. Doesn't make it.
Stick that off the right side of the rim.
Patrick has a dozen points coming off the bench tonight, or today. And the free throw is no good again. Rebound by Buchanan. Oh, missed points there. Then we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Butler.
Buchanan
is going to be on Knight, and that's her third. And Buchanan is going to be back on the line.
Buchanan not only 22 points, but 9 rebounds for her. And the 4 assists. I mean, she's had a tremendous all-around stat line. Three steals as well as that block shot.
Free throw rolls in. She's 5'11 again. She handles the ball really well. Deep knee bend. And rattles around and comes out. White with a rebound. Long pass down the sideline. They threw it away.
Man, it's just focused because, you know, you feel like, you know, your back is well up against the wall here.
Yeah, you got to throw it all the way down and get a quick basket. And main thing is to get it down, to get a shot. Free pass deflected out of bounds and stay with McCracken County. We've got 1:51 to go. Buchanan is the inbounder. Gets it to Johnson, and she is fouled. She's going to go to the line. That's Leah Patrick gets her third. Six points for Claire Johnson. She's going to shoot a pair of free throws. And that one rimmed out. Everybody comes and pats her on the back. I like that better than a hand slap. Yeah, let's do that. That free throw is good.
I just think yesterday, when you talk about Johnson, she was held at 16 points by Bowling Green.
Going down inside, Gober is fouled. That's going to be on Hughes. That's her second foul, but only the second team foul in McCracken County. So the inbound the ball comes to Gober. Her shot is blocked by Johnson over there, rebounded by Buchanan. Here's they foul. Gober just grabbed Johnson. I forget what game I was watching earlier this year on television, and there was a play where, you know, late in the game, and somebody kind of grabbed a player, and they called it an intentional foul, and they took away a chance. I mean, it was they were going to get a shot to maybe tie it, no matter what. They're down by a point, and wow, why did the official call that?
I hate the way it's applied and that rule altogether. Because at the end of the game, if you're behind, you are intentionally trying to foul, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not always a basketball move or play that results from it.
Both free throws are made, 72-57. There's a long three that is put up no good. Rebound by Buchanan, and then she is fouled. And that's going to be on Knight.
This may end up still getting to be a 20-point game difference, you know, if it continues on like this the next minute, 22.
Buchanan gets to go back on the line. She has 23.
You know, you go back to the start of this game and the way McCracken County's energy at the beginning of this game established them that early lead. I think it was so crucial in this matchup to make Butler have to play from behind.
Hey, with Buchanan not out there right now, these girls, as they stand up there, were just talking a minute ago. It looks like the four of them could be saying, let's start, you know, a sewing club, if we could. Or, I mean, they just look, what can I say, not like a bunch of athletes getting ready to play for a state championship tonight, just a bunch of girls. Yeah, Johnson is coming out of the game with 39 points. And coming in to replace her.
The votes not
Ashley
already.
Word, and now we're getting. Knight's going to come out. We got Buchanan is leaving. Hill is leaving. And now, the last player to come out is Jaden Skaggs, who didn't score a point today, but they don't care. And in for McCracken County, we get Abby Casebeer.
Coach Civil said in the pregame right before we're on air, he told me, I'm at peace. He's like, there's nothing else I can do at this point in time. You know, what we've prepared them for all season long and what we've been through. Either they're going to execute the plan or not at this point in time. And they've executed the plan to this point.
Minute 15 to play. And again, Alexander's back in the game. She's deep in the right corner. Driving in and flipping it up is Goldberg. Didn't make it. Rebounded by Mariah, or that's Ashley Wood, and then the ball is thrown away by McCracken County.
Word.
Ashley, Coach Simmons looks down and says,
I'm back. It's still just basketball.
Then he turns and he kind of smiles. I like that look by the coach. Hey, Alexander out of the right corner. Three is no good. Rebounded by Boland of McCracken County. 48 seconds to go. A 17-point McCracken County lead. And I don't think anybody saw this one coming.
Either side.
Yeah, not that McCracken County couldn't win, but, boy, they have.
Yeah.
And Butler just shows you, you climb up that hill, and sometimes you got nothing left. You get to the top, you'd like to look over, but you slide back down.
And the guard play was sensational for McCracken County, and Johnson and Buchanan. It was a clinic.
They're just running their delay game right now. When that clock wind down, 11 seconds to go. 6 seconds to go. And a celebration for McCracken County is underway. They just won a semifinal round game. You'd think it was the state championship almost.
They want the opportunity to get back to see if they couldn't do it. And, regardless of who that opponent's going to be, is it Cooper, is it Sacred Heart, the three-time defending champ, they don't care. They wanted to get back there and then give themselves that opportunity. And boy, that's a lot. And I think they felt like they had something to prove against this Butler team. And there's no doubt about that. Being the big bad Butler out of the Louisville area, yeah, I think there was a lot here that was going on with this McCracken County team as their motivation.
Cheryl Wheeler, the coach, and Scott Simmons shared a hug, and I think I saw Coach Wheeler say, no, you were a lot better.
Yeah. She understood. She knew it wasn't going to be easy, and boy, I tell you, how well did Candace Wheeler comport herself these last few days? Boy, she's got a bright future ahead of her. Whether she stays at Butler or whether she goes back to the college, I could see her having a lot of success in her approach.
Let's go to public address announcer real quick.
Morgan & Morgan All-Tournament Team for the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Making the presentation are members of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association's Board of Control. Named to the 2024 Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 All-Tournament Team is number 25, Mariah Knight.
Wow. Not only did she play well, but was very courageous in the way she went about it for her team. Just toughed it out, the senior.
Had 14 points in this final game and hit three threes.
She enjoyed the moment.
And number 33, Ramiah White.
No doubt. But another big performance, 18.9 rebounds.
And now, congratulations, please step forward, Butler High School, to receive your semifinalist trophy for the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16.
Nice trophy to go in the trophy case there.
Thank you, Ellen White. Hold it, because
White doing it. She gave her and Mariah, then they sit in the middle on the floor.
Yeah, they're posing for a picture right now, and they end up a 28-9 season and finish in the Final Four. And now McCracken County, for the second year in a row,
Congratulations, Butler, on a great season. And thanks to Morgan & Morgan for the continued support of the KHSAA.
Talking to Coach Scott Sibbles.
Ben, tickets for tonight's championship game in the general admission cheering area will be on sale at a discounted rate for the next 2 hours.
This is what we work for.
You can scan the QR code on the video board.
Think about this, Dan. They lost an All-State player in Destin Thomas from a year ago. And to lose that type of talent and production to get back here, it's amazing. You know, everybody talks about the two brackets and how one this the size of the bracket that McCracken County came out of was an extremely tough bracket. They had no easy pass through this. Their ability to rebound, I think, is surprising to me. When you look at this, they were able to out-rebound all three teams that they played to this point. And that's one of the reasons. You know, they shot the ball well at times and was able to knock down big-time shots. But it was their rebounding. Their defense and their rebounding got them here. And I don't think people around the state were talking about this team as one of those defensive teams. You know, and I think a lot of that was perception more than anything, because we've seen them put on three really good defensive performances.
Well, again, it was the mighty two.
Yeah.
In terms of scoring for McCracken County, as they get 39 points from Claire Johnson, 13 of 19 from the field, 5 of 6 three-pointers, 8 of 9 from the line, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 3 steals in 25 minutes. That's pretty productive right there. And then she's joined by Mickey Buchanan. And Buchanan had 25 points, 7 of 15 shooting, 2 of 6 threes, 9 of 11 from the line, a double-double with 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, or 3 steals, rather, and 1 block. And she played 30 minutes. I thought the game, you look at the end and a lot of people would say, well, no, you really can't say that would have been the difference. But I really thought the last 4 minutes of the first half were probably the difference, even though you look, and Butler, yeah, they made up a lot of ground. But they made up a lot of ground really late. Boy, they missed a lot of chances early. This game could have been tied at halftime, really.
Well, here you go. It was 5-plus minutes when Johnson went out with that third foul.
Yeah, 5:58, actually.
Yeah, and then so we got down to, like, the 2:52 mark, and they really hadn't cut into that lead like they had hoped to. You know, we're looking at a situation that 5:58 left. Butler not only could have tied the game, they probably could have taken the game over. But they made some mistakes in between that 5:58 and that 2:52 that didn't allow them to have that opportunity going in, even though they made tremendous strides and gave themselves that opportunity coming back in the second half to strike. But then you remember, what was the first possession in the second half? It was a turnover. And so it chokes out whatever momentum you had, whatever doubt you could have put into McCracken County's mind. And then they built the lead back up, you know. And so then you had to chip back away at it again. And that's really hard to do.
Yeah,
physically,
climbing that mountain the second
physically
time.
Physically and psychologically, you know.
And McCracken County never gave up the lead.
Yeah.
They got down to 4.
Yeah. And they were taking on some water.
From 17.
They were making some. They got a little sloppy there on a few possessions. And Butler went down and made some good play. But, again, it takes a tremendous amount of effort and consistency to overcome that tremendous difference.
We got another semifinal round game to go, and we're going to leave you here in just a second. Real quick, Butler was 21 of 49 from the field, 42.9, 7 of 23 from the three-point line, 8 of 11 free throws. McCracken County, 24 of 47. They have 51.1. They make 8 of 17 threes, 47.1. 18 of 22 free throws, 81.8. They out-rebound Butler 30 to 24. Turnovers 18 on Butler, 14 on McCracken County. And the points were all even in the paint, 26 apiece. And, of course, Butler a bigger team. But points off turnovers, McCracken County a 24 to 11 advantage. Butler did get 20 points off their bench, and McCracken County only one, but when you got a big two doing what their big two did today by pouring in those points, 39 for Johnson, 25 for Buchanan. That's going to do it for us right now. We're going to step out only for about 20 minutes or so, and then we're going to come back to Rupp Arena. And when we come back, we'll be getting you ready for the second semifinal round game as defending champion Sacred Heart will take on Cooper from Northern Kentucky, a team that, well, has been in the chase all season. They have an outstanding team. They have plenty of size. We'll see if they're able to make a run at the defending state champions when we return in just about 2 minutes. Until then, for all of our crew on WMST Radio, and we do encourage you to keep a dial with us wherever you go, whatever you're doing, let us stay with you here on WMST AM and FM. And you always can listen online at WMSTRadio.com. Just punch listen live. For Ivan Rawls and Jeff West, our studio engineer, I'm Dan Manley. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Family Wealth Group's coverage of the Girls Sweet 16. Till we rejoin you in about 20 minutes. So long for now. McCracken County 74, Butler 57. We'll be back shortly.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.